For us in the People's Democratic Party, we are currently understudying the new appointment, particularly as it concerns the training and the experience of the officer that has just been appointed. And until then, our hope is that General Yaya will be able to fit into the system and rescue our nation from all forms of insecurity.
What are the expectations of the PDP for this army chief following report of growing insecurity across the country?
The expectation of the People's Democratic Party is that General Yaya will be able to ensure that the state of insecurity in our country is reduced to a bearable level. Our expectation is that he will be able to mobilize men and resources, officers and other ranks, in a manner that will help our country to come out of our current state of insecurity. We also expect him to boost the morale of men and officers who are on the harm's way in front, so that they can protect the citizenry of our nation. As we speak, the state of insecurity in our country, Nigeria, is alarming, and it appears that the government in office has abandoned Nigerians to their fate. So we believe that with a new entrant of General Yaya into the realm of asymmetry war that we are confronted with as a people, that his tenure will make a difference.
Supporters of the government are saying that General Yaya has the pedigree and the experience to carry out the president's mandate to protect life and property and sharply reduce the growing insecurity across the country. How confident are you that he'll be able to undertake this enormous task following what many people see as a challenging security situation in Nigeria?
We're not going to be swayed by the comments of the supporters of Mr. President, because in time past, they have always looked for adjectives to lay claims to the capacity of the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari in spite of its failures. However, it is our prayer as a political party that General Yaya will be able to deliver on the expectations of Nigerians, which is to safeguard our nation and her territories. As far as we are concerned, we are Nigerians and we have no other country than this. But we also look forward to the commander-in-chief himself, who made promises during his campaign to lead from the front, that it will provide the necessary impetus that will enable General Yaya to succeed.
Overall, supporters of the ruling party have praised the government and by extension President Muhammad Buhari's effort to fighting the insecurity in the country, including releasing abducted and kidnapped, in some cases, school children, unarmed civilians, among others. Why do you disagree with these efforts to restore confidence in the Nigerian population by the efforts of the government to bolster security in Nigeria?
It is absolutely incorrect for any Nigerian to say that President Muhammadu Buhari has a pass mark in fighting insecurity. We do not know those whom the government have rescued from the arms of kidnappers or insurgents or the Boko Haram. We have a situation that a journey of 2 hours has become a nightmare to Nigerians because of kidnappers. We have a situation in which parents are scared of sending their pupils to school because of fears of kidnappers.